This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
So take me to the next step. So you talk about making millions, losing millions, the addiction, how the addictions played their role in all of that. Take me to that part of it. What was your next step, and how did you start making that other money?
So basically my best friend that I grew up with, we've known each other since 3 years old, was in the staffing industry and, you know, had kind of said to me, hey, I think you would be awesome in this industry and that together we would just crush things. You know, you should come join my company. At the time, he was the president and the owner of the company was from our town that we all grew up in. So I said, you know what? That sounds like I didn't really have anything going on. I didn't know what I was going to do. I knew I would sell something because I could sell, but I just didn't know what. When he mentioned that, I said, that's a good idea, but I want to get a job at a different company for the first year so I can learn the industry on their dime, and then I'll come and I'll join you. And that's exactly what I did. So I went and got a job at a company called Hall Kenyon, which was a technology staffing company. They were eventually bought out by Kforce, which is one of the big ones in the country. I worked there for a year selling technology staffing services. And at the time, I had met my ex-business partner there, which I didn't know she would be my ex-business partner, but I met her there. We worked together pretty well. I was good in sales. She was very tech savvy. And we closed a lot of deals together. And then 9/11 happened. So she went back to Utah, where she was originally from, and I obviously stayed in New York, and then I went and transitioned to work for my buddy. So I did that for 4 years, and while I was working for him, I was calling on E-Trade Financial, and they said to me, hey, Michael, we don't have any business in New York, New Jersey, but if you happen to know somebody in Sandy, Utah, we're trying to hire 200 financial service reps here in the next 3.5 weeks. And I was just like, what? Of all the places like they could have mentioned, they mentioned Utah. I only knew one person in the staffing industry outside of the metropolitan area, and that was my ex-business partner, and she was in Utah. So but the company I worked for didn't want the business. They only wanted stuff in the metropolitan area. So, you know, the hustler and entrepreneur I am, I said, well, I'm going to take advantage of this one way or the other. I called her. I said, do you want in on this? I'm going to put a bid together. If not, I'll go find somebody else. And she's like, no, I want in. So we worked on a bid all day Sunday. I remember it clear as day, submitted it at the end of the night. And the next morning at like 11 a.m., the SVP of HR from E-Trade called me and said, hey, Michael, we reviewed your bid. We accept your bid. Let's get going.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.